Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 19th of July 2017, and this is the 620th Mole Out Loud podcast. I've got some rather enthusiastic dogs marking my progress. I thought this afternoon I would take you for a walk. And it's a really beautiful afternoon. It rained yesterday for the first time for quite a while. We've had drizzle, but not a proper rainfall that you can hear on the roof all night. And it was very, very soothing. And everything looks quite fresh today. And the sky's clear. It's been overcast for a little while as well, so a rather good day to be out and about, and I haven't been out and about yet. I'm still feeling quite tired, but I decided today that after I did a little bit of work at the cafe, they close early during the school holidays, which is now, so there's still a bit of sun, and I thought we could enjoy it together. Although the route that I've taken is probably the least sunny route. I've just gone below the sun line, and I'm about to stay below the sun line. But what I really wanted to do was to get into the little bit of bush that's up here, which isn't too far from home, and it allows me to walk along the creek without having to go up any major hills. It's really demonstrably cold here out of the sun. I might have to stop and put my woolly hat on, I think. Yes, I think that would be quite a good idea. Let's see if I can do that without mucking up the podcast. My backpack. Because I've just come from the cafe, I've got quite a heavy backpack because I've got my iPad and my keyboard and my big notebook. I hadn't planned on this walk before I left. I've got gloves here, but is my hat just on the living room table? I think it might be. Oh, that's a pity. I've got two pairs of gloves. Two pairs of gloves, but no hat. Never mind. I shall just be brisk. I'm suddenly reminded of a book that we had, which was under the rather racist name of Little Black Sambo. I think it's been produced again under a different name, but I don't know what it is. But the gist of it was that this little boy had to barter with a number of tigers in order to get home without being eaten up. And he bartered his clothes, and he had a pair of gloves, and the tiger didn't know what to do with the gloves because he had four paws and no hands. And so this little boy suggested he put them on his ears. Anyway, in a diet, maybe I could wear my gloves on my ears. Last night, as I mentioned yesterday, I was preparing, I think, for a writer's cave at my place, that started at 6 and then went on for about 2.5 hours. And having felt kind of really deflated somehow during the day, I became very engaged with what I was writing and wrote without hesitation, really, for that time. And got a good way into the scene that I'm wanting to finish for the writers' group tomorrow. So after this walk, I'm going to need to go and get back into it and do some more work on it. I'm now overlooking the creek, Salvator Creek. I don't usually look at it from this angle because this is the, well, not this upper, this top road bit. I usually, when I come down this way, it's when I've done a circuit of Knocklofty, and so then I come down along the creek. But I don't very often walk along above it. So I'm walking along above it now, and then I shall go over the bridge and come back along it and then go home and cover my head. It's really good to remember, I think, although one is less likely to remember on down days, that they can just pass. And that one did. It's not that I'm feeling any more energetic today, although perhaps I am, and certainly this kind of day always makes me feel much more alert than grey overcast days. But just things do pass, and I realised last night that one of the things that really helps me focus on my writing, last night, apart from not being alone with my writing, but, you know, having someone else typing away next to me, is that it's a very focused space. It's the evening, and I have a sort of angle lamp over the table, so that it's that the table is spotlit. The writing space is spotlit, where I'm typing. Whereas during the day, it's just one bit amongst a whole mass of bits of furniture and stuff. And so there isn't such a focal point. And I think in my shed, which is darker, I used to often have the light on, which is not very environmentally sensible, but it did, putting the light on, sort of just the click of the button on the top of the lamp made me sort of turned my brain on as well as the light. So I'm thinking that I might do that a bit more often. Just click the lamp on and see whether I can feel more focused that way. I've just reached the bridge. There used to be a little woolly doll, or we used to call it the woolly god, that was attached to the post on the bridge, that sort of got quite fond of it. It sort of became quite tattered, but people would add things to it, like flowers and leaves and so on. And then one day we came along and someone had cut its head off. Just felt so... felt quite savage, really. Okay, now I'm really coming down to the... to the crunchy... Actually, I'd forgotten, or not thought, really, before I came down here that... because of the rain, it might be very muddy. Oh, that's nice. Nice to have mud occasionally, as long as I don't fall over in it. It is muddy. It's very muddy. But this creek often has no water in it, so it's not really a creek. But today it does. It does have a bit of water. I wonder how your day's been today. Have you been able to work on whatever you're writing or painting or thinking about? Have you had a period of inaction or uninspiredness that has broken suddenly or has just slid away to reveal something else underneath? I hope that you have. I hope that today you have been able to be, or will be able to be, or both, really engaged with whatever it is that you most want to do. I'm going to, when I get home, I'm going to make myself a pot of tea and get back into mine. See if I can get it out tonight. That would be a really, it would be a great achievement. And then I can get back to the outlining, which is the bigger thing. Bigger thing today. Before I start, well, I won't be doing that tonight, and actually tomorrow it's a bit of a murmurs day, but I'm going to do something shorter, and I am preparing for a period of hibernation. So thank you very, very much for listening. I'm going to send you a little photo of the first blossom that I've seen now. It feels so early, 20th of, or 19th of July, and this blossom coming out. I suppose it's like mid-January in the Northern Hemisphere. But anyway, I shall send you that, because there's sort of promise in a bud that I really like. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.